Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Today is about the Spirit of truth that Jesus has given to us all. One of my biggest thank yous to God is this Spirit received at baptism. We will have two baptisms today. I count on the Spirit as an inner guidance system. I view Pentecost Sunday as an opportunity for us to thank God and to ask God to let this Spirit get deeper and more real. Like our opening song, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. This Spirit filled the apostles in such a way that they stepped out of fear. They stepped out of their hesitancy of what to do next after Jesus had physically left this world. We have this same power. We too can step forward out of fear, leave behind hesitancy, self-centeredness, deception, isolation, prejudice, dominance, and step into the guiding power of the Holy Spirit. Now, why is the Spirit of truth so important? In chapter 8 of John, Jesus teaches, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The Spirit of truth is meant to make a difference. It is a way to true love, freedom, and peace in the midst of difficult and challenging circumstances. The Spirit of truth gives us strength, encouragement, and the ability to endure. Jesus promised that the Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. It is the Spirit of truth that teaches us to find God in the midst of life, to see life as Jesus taught us to see. The action of the Spirit is guiding, leading, revealing, and reminding. In fact, in the Gospel of John, the word truth is mentioned 25 times at least. The online Webster Dictionary defines truth as fact, the state of being the case. It also defines it as actuality, the body of real things, events, and facts. These definitions are accurate, of course, but dry. Jesus is talking about a living, dynamic truth within our very being. But do we sense it? Do we fully appreciate, trust, or recognize the Spirit of truth nudging, prodding, or inspiring? The British statesman Winston Churchill once said, "We occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of us pick ourselves up and hurry off as if nothing has happened." The American author Mark Twain declared, "If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything." Clever as Mark Twain is, I agree and disagree with this statement. I agree with it when you are able to share the truth and move forward with freedom. I disagree with Twain's philosophy when you tell the truth and you are not believed. Then you face pain. You have to hold on and wait with the Spirit of truth within you and hope that someday the truth will come to light. There are two stories I read about this week in the Los Angeles Times that to me illustrate the spirit of truth working in human nature. The first story that really touched me was about Sergeant Jose Libardo Ferraro, who was held captive in Colombia for 13 years. For 13 years, he was either chained to another prisoner or confined in a barbed wire pen. He had not seen his wife or son for those 13 years. He was 30 when he was imprisoned. His 8-year-old boy is now a man with a child of his own. When he finally gained his freedom, Sergeant Ferraro said, he walked out of a totally savage world and into a new century. While imprisoned, he read the Bible all the way through 4 times. He found a new strength within himself, a new truth, and a new purpose. He says, "You learn in captivity. You can take anything difficult and turn it into something positive. Letting rancor or resentment build up, you become bitter or intolerant. But I learned from God, I have to do more for my family. I used to drink too much and was unfaithful to my wife. Now I am looking for the road to responsibility." Like the apostles who were changed by the Spirit, so was Sergeant Ferraro changed. He is experiencing the grace of God. The Spirit of truth is inspiring him to a new way of life. His priorities have changed. The Spirit of truth revealed the way for true freedom, and it is God first, then family, then work. Anglican Bishop John V. Taylor described the Holy Spirit as the go-between God, the God who connects past and future in a present that is full of meaning. For Taylor, what is spiritual about us is our capacity for relationship that lies at the heart of being human. If God is our center, right relationships proceed. Work, whether at home or outside of home, in an office or on site, whether volunteering through church, working for the antique show, being a docent, a mentor, or a coach. No doubt about it, work is demanding. Work is obvious. But what is gained if we are highly efficient or perfectionist, if our work is done without love, without please and thank you, without listening, and not interrupting? We can make idols of success. Now, if someone is at your door and you are in the midst of multitasking or finishing a project, guess what? God is in the interruption. People are more important than tasks. God supplies us with a unique grace. We can call it humility. It's the grace to love ourselves in our imperfections so we are free to love others in theirs. This spirit of truth can lead us from being a people of the world. I can do it myself, thank you. Or I understand it all. Or I don't really need your explanation. The spirit of truth can lead us to be a people of God. knowing that God does for me what I cannot do for myself. Besides moments when the Spirit nudges us to make loving choices, there are other moments that demand a singleness of heart, a focus on justice. The Spirit of Truth sustains us while we wait for the Spirit of Truth to be revealed. Thus, a second story caught my heart this week. It is about Brian Banks. The headlines in the paper read, "His 10-year nightmare is over." Brian did not rape a girl he was accused of raping 10 years ago. Brian Banks had a choice. He could take the he said, she said case to court and risk being sentenced to from 41 years to life, or take a plea deal as his lawyer advised. He accepted a plea bargain. But a few years ago, through an unlikely chain of events generated by Facebook, the Innocence Project took on his case. When the possibility for exoneration began, Banks replied, "I stopped what I was doing and got down on my knees and prayed to God to help me play my cards straight." What a telling phrase, to play my cards straight. They were played straight, and the Innocent Project lawyer gained justice for Brian. But Brian had to wait 10 years, holding on to truth by the presence of the Spirit of Truth within himself. We don't always name God as our source of strength or light. We just know that something within is getting us through. It is this Spirit that offers to us the grace to meet any need, to gain the support that we need to face any of life's difficulties or painful circumstances. So let us pray. Let us pray this day for a fresh outpouring of this Spirit of Truth within ourselves and within the world. Let us pray for the Spirit of Truth to mold us and make us into a people passionate for truth, a truth that will set us free, a truth that will guide us humbly ever deeper into the truth of who we are in God. Let us pray to let go of deceptions and idols that block the flow of God's truth and love. Let us make God a priority so our priorities are in order. God, family, work. Let us pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." Then watch out. Your prayer will be answered. Amen.